This is the Live and Learn podcast with me, Shivraj Prashad. In this fresh season, I give you more by way of life skills as we look beyond the pandemic to new beginnings. I will be joined by a whole host of new guests from the training, coaching, mentoring, and leadership space who, like me, strive to create new personal development tools and mechanisms to inspire you to live your best lives. Hi, I'm Shivraj Prashad, communication and executive coach, trainer, podcaster, and presenter, and more recently, practitioner of mindfulness, which I am finding has a huge impact on how we communicate with ourselves and others. Humans are social creatures. Rarely does a day go by where you don't interact with anyone. Maybe you have a family, live with a roommate, or engage with people during work hours. When you talk, you can bring mindfulness to what you're saying, how it may impact others, and what your intentions are. Yes, this means not criticizing unnecessarily, gossiping, or being unkind, but taking a step back and viewing how we communicate with everyone else. Why is that important? Well, in today's day and age, with so much going on, it just minimizes room for conflict. Have you ever wondered why meditation retreats practice silence? It is because we use up a ton, up to 80% of our energy on speaking. And while in day-to-day life you can't be expected to remain silent, do you really need to fill up that silence with mindless chatter? Real life involves speaking and communicating, and today I want to talk you through a brief meditation practice to just train yourself to make mindful communication a habit. Ready? Get your headphones on and follow along. Sit comfortably in a quiet place, where you can be free from distractions. Sit up tall by comfortably rounding your hips and then lengthening your spine. Allow spaciousness in your chest by slightly shifting your shoulders down and back. Let your arms relax with your palms resting easily in your lap. Breathe in quietly and out through your nose. With your eyes closed, notice your breath. Take a moment to settle in as you feel the breath moving from your nostrils up towards the crown of your head and then down past your throat, past your chest, and down into your belly. Maintain an easy and relaxed breath. Now, draw awareness to your throat. Visualize a warm and glowing red or blue light at the throat chakra. The throat chakra is a point located behind your Adam's apple and in front of your spine, wherever you feel a tiny knot of energy in the throat area. Picture this light here as alive, pulsing, and vibrating. A red or blue orb of energy, or like a horizontal disc made of light. And then hold awareness in this area. As you make your way through the following commitments and contemplations. Begin by silently saying to yourself, I commit to always telling the truth. Contemplate what that means to you, all the while aware of sensation in your body and in the throat. Notice what arises as you promise to be truthful. Notice if there's resistance or tightness in the body. Is there any closing off? And notice too if there's a feeling of lightness, opening, spaciousness. I commit to always telling the truth. And now silently to yourself, say these words. I commit to using my words to bring people together, and I will refrain from divisive speech. Now contemplate what that means to you. What it means to speak in ways that connect rather than divide. Notice the vibration of energy at your throat. And notice any sensation that arises in your body. Stay free from any stories related to this commitment and free from judging yourself or others. Just notice what happens when you say, I commit to refraining from divisive speech. I will use my words to bring people together. I repeat, I commit to refraining from divisive speech. I will use my words to bring people together. And say silently to yourself, I commit to speaking kindly and gently, never yelling or using my words to hurt others. Contemplate what that means to you. As you deepen awareness of the red or blue light at your throat, reflect upon your tone of voice, the volume of your voice, the tempo of your voice, and notice what arises in your body as you say silently, I commit to speaking gently, never using my words to hurt myself or others. I commit to speaking gently, never using my words to hurt myself or others. Say silently to yourself, I commit to only speaking when necessary, and I will refrain from idle chatter. Contemplate what this means to you. In what ways do you speak unnecessarily? In what ways do you speak simply to fill silence, to avoid something, or to serve your ego? Hold awareness of the body as a whole, and especially the throat chakra, as you contemplate this commitment. I will speak meaningfully, and I will avoid useless speech. I will speak meaningfully, and I will avoid useless speech. And now feel back into the area of the throat, the orb or disc of red or blue light. Feel its warmth, its aliveness, its energy. See it pulsing and vibrating with every cycle of breath or with every heartbeat. Feel back into the breath itself. Watch. Feel. Notice the breath as it comes in through your nose, as it moves up towards the crown of your head and down past your throat, into your chest, into your belly. Let the area of your throat feel spacious, unobstructed, alive and vibrant. Notice how smoothly the breath flows up and down past this space. Rest in this spaciousness for as long as you'd like. Before you close the meditation, remember your commitments and make a promise to carry those commitments and your mindfulness into the rest of your day. As you are ready, slowly open your eyes and rejoin the space around you. How did that make you feel? More empowered to be mindful of your communication? Need help practicing more tools and techniques to get more conscious of how you speak and the impact you make? Write in to me at shivraj@brevis.in. This podcast was created on Hubhopper Studio. Hubhopper is India's leading podcast creation platform. You too can start your podcast for free. Visit www.hubhopperstudio.com to get your voice heard across platforms like Spotify, Gaana, Google Podcasts, Wink Music, and more. You can also click on the link in the episode description.